Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good day, everybody joining with me on whatever day this is, whatever time of day it is, however, whatever means you have chosen to use to come to this broadcast. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. You're going to get no BS from me today. You're going to get straight truth about how to be alive to love. I'm alive to love. All lesser values are potential BS. So I'm going to dive into the deep end of this right away today, because I have in my heart during this time of quarantine in the United States over the COVID-19 virus outbreak, I am pressed by this, as all of you are, but in my own corner of life and world and thinking, I'm pressed to discover more about love in the midst of this pandemic and this pressure for all of us to rediscover who we are, how we function, what we're doing with life as we cruise through this current challenge. I'm like many of you, I'm convinced that we will make it through this just fine. It won't be easy. It may get rather bumpy and a little scary. But with it all, if we will commit ourselves, each of us, every one of us, don't scapegoat this. Don't point at somebody else. Say, well, he shoulda or she shoulda. Look in the mirror and ask yourself hard questions about what you're doing in love, making sure that as I'll sign off today, and I'm going to continue to sign off my broadcasts and other venues, let's get out there and do something beautiful, because ugly's been done to death. What am I doing in this life, in this one and only life, that's beautiful for other people? How am I creating an atmosphere of beauty? And so in that context, in my core value message in life, I just turned 67. I'm planning on trying to hit another 60 years in this life. And during those final 60 years of my life, and I'm only half kidding on that, but in these final chapters of my life, I want to make sure that I am known for love. That is what Jesus said his believers would be known for. Jesus did not say they'll be known for doctrine, they'll be known for their righteousness, they'll be known for their great buildings, their artwork, and all of those things may be something we do, but he did say one thing for sure we'd be known for, and that is love. And in fact, he prayed that we would be known for love. Jesus always gets his prayers answered, and to that end, if that prayer isn't answered yet, then it's just not over yet. So we've got to get after being alive to love. I want to talk today about something that has been floating in my gray matter for some time, and that is, it's not a phrase original to me. In fact, there's a book that was written back, I believe it's in the 50s, called The Art of Love. That phrase, The Art of Love, captivates me. It holds my attention. I almost said I love. Well, I do love how that just flies through the air when I say it. The Art of Love. Love is a science. There is a scientific background to it. But love is mostly an art form of speech, an art form of actual art. It is an art form of behavior. It's an art form of choices. Love is not going to be so easy peasy cotton candy. It's going to be a challenge. It will be an uphill climb. I personally believe that some people give up on love because it is hard work, but that's not a healthy life choice. Don't give up on love. It is hard work. It will require all of your mental, emotional, and psychological faculties. Your spiritual faculties will have to be alive, and that's why I use the phrase, we're alive to love. Nothing less, everything less than that is just potential BS. So in the art of love, I'm going to hit three solid things with you, and I want to make sure that you understand that I know that love is more than an art form, but I also have a firm conviction that considering it as an art is a way to be helpful in unpacking all the beauty, the significance, and the impact of love. So as I go through this, maybe you want to take some notes. If not, if you can't take notes, if you're on an exercise bicycle, you're running, go back to WPCA Radio on their .org, on their website, and the No BS Bishop link is at the top of their opening page. You can go to the No BS Bishop section of their website, and my broadcasts here are archived there. I think about 20, 25 of them are archived, and this one will be archived for some time. All right, so first of all, in the art form of love, we need to understand every one of us, we have a unique fingerprint of being a lover. Nobody's going to love like you. Nobody can love like you. You have unique qualities. You have a unique voice. You have unique gifts. Certainly your gifts are suited to your tasks, your responsibilities. So if you're let's just say, maybe you're a cook for a moderate-sized restaurant, and you've been hired as such because you have good chef skills. Your skill set in life has been honed and trained, so you do have that skill set. As such, make sure that in the art of love, you are applying your skill set, your unique personality to love. Love the way only you can love. Only you have the words. Only you have the projection of what your love can be. Make sure that the world isn't left in want of your expression of love, that your expression of love is called just that. Say it. This is my expression. This is one of the ways I love to love. I love to love by creating, if you're a chef, I love to love by creating a unique dish. This is one of my skill sets. You can apply this to a variety of things. So I hope that lands in your mind somewhere where you are recognizing that your fingerprint for love is exquisitely, beautifully, uniquely, powerfully, and wonderfully set for you to do what you and you alone can do. I'm the recipient of many people through my life who had a unique and powerful way of loving. I'm convinced that I'm not the person I am today because I'm a self-made man. I don't even like saying that phrase out loud. There's no such thing as a self-made anybody. We are all the product of everybody around us, good or bad. But in the good that comes from the love of others around us, we're trained toward being who we really are. So your fingerprint is the result of others who put their fingerprint of love in your life. In my own personal life, I learned love. And oh my goodness, I'm giggling because I think of school teachers who came along in my life at just the right time. Do you feel that way? Do you have a sense that some of these teachers in your life came along at just the right time? Now, I could focus on a couple of school teachers that were clunkers. They were flat tires. They just, you know, when the car started and you rolled down the road, it was kind of bumpy road. I get that. But you could focus there, but you should also go to the focus of those who loved you. And their love was strategic. Their love was, they're out of their fingerprint. They gave you permission to discover your fingerprint of love. I'm thinking of a sweet teacher by the name of Miss Gallagher. She was, to me, she was ancient. I was in fourth grade. She looked to me like she was born during the Revolutionary War. Well, she said to me in front of my mother, because I had come from a different school at that time in Milwaukee. I'd been in all kinds of trouble. My grades were terrible. And Miss Gallagher was hearing the story of how I had been in trouble at a different school, and now I was at her school. And Miss Gallagher looked at me with a wry grin on her face, and she said, "Well, that was then, and this is now." Oh my gosh, my little fourth grade brain lit up. Suddenly I realized I could have a now. I don't have to live in what was. I can live in what is right now. So Miss Gallagher is one of the people who came along at the right time with the right words to love me in just the right way. She set the course of my life, really, if you will. Now for the past 60 years, I've lived from that phrase. That was then, but this is now. So thank you, Miss Gallagher, watching from heaven. I appreciate that powerful fingerprint of love. The second means by which we discover our own value in love, or the work of art of love that is ours and ours alone, is by making a list. Make a list, to write off of what I just said about people in your life. Make a list of the five most significant people in your life who had a profound ability to teach you love. So let me back up a bit and give you a tiny bit of history and why I say five people. Search Institute years ago did a study of students, K through 12, and discovered that every student that is successful, every student that has had more than their fair share of athletic and academic and other means of success in their education history, every student of that age group, K through 12, has had and continues to have five significant adults who are profoundly influencing them outside of mom and dad and grandparents, outside of family. Every successful student in a K through 12 setting has had five significant adults in their life: a coach, a mentor, a teacher, as I said a moment ago, perhaps a principal. Maybe it was a next-door neighbor. Maybe it was a distant relative. But every successful student has had five significant adults. Now, let me back that up to my proposal here today about learning the art of love. Make a list of the five people in your life outside of family who have brought you to who you are today. And then, now here's this how this number two is distinct from number one, because I talked about who gave you your fingerprint, what is your fingerprint. Now I'm talking about, as they gave you a fingerprint, what is your role as one of the potential five? Call yourself the top five in somebody's life. Who in your life can you be a top five to? Who in your life are you a top five to that is outside of their mom, their dad, their grandma, their grandpa? Are you a teacher? Are you a grocery store stocker? Are you a fast food worker? Are you an executive? Are you whoever you are? Are you a doctor, a lawyer, a candlestick maker? Who are you in this life, and who is around you that you can be the top five to? Identify some people in your life that I'm a top fiver to that one. I'm a top fiver in that life. They're going to remember my influence of love because I am intentionally seeing to it that they're given the opportunity to be more than the average successful human being as an outside person looking in. So this is the second part. What's your fingerprint? Who gave you that fingerprint? Secondly, who are you a top fiver to? Discover the art of love by discovering that you are every day, in every way, you're always influencing. Is your influence that of significant and pure love? Are you alive to love? Or are you alive to judge? Are you alive to pick? Are you alive to criticize? Are you alive to scapegoat everything in your life? Because those are values that are just going to drag you down that BS trail. All you're going to do is BS yourself and try to BS everybody else if you're alive for criticism or scapegoating or judging. But if you're alive, alive to love, and as you are alive to love, you're not looking in the mirror to see who's behind you. You're looking in the mirror to see who you are and to discover out of your life. So, as a top five adult, you have this opportunity to shape the world around you by being alive to love. So first of all, you have that fingerprint of love. Second of all, you're recognizing that you're a top fiver. You're a top five adult in somebody's life outside your family. Family should be as obvious as the nose on your face. And so you're going to see to it that you're looking for others whose life needs the adult love that you are a specific work of art to give. And then last but not least, I'm talking about the art of love. That phrase, not original to me, but it is a phrase of value that needs to be, I think, embraced and practiced by all of us. We, each one of us, through our fingerprint of love, each one of us who have had the influences of top five adults in our life to shape us as human beings, and how we can then take from that the inspiration to be a top five adult somebody else. Now then, and in terms of very specific to the theme of today's broadcast, may we each one now go forward to be creative, to create works of art that are love, to create works of art that are love, and then leave them somewhere in an anonymous way. To do it in anonymity is really love. Meaning this, that so if you see a mess, if somebody dropped their garbage on the sidewalk, rather than grouse around about it and gripe and moan and talk about how bad people are, be a lover. Pick up the trash, find a trash can, and throw it away. And then your act of love, done in anonymity, becomes literally a work of art, perhaps invisible. Perhaps nobody else will have noticed it or seen it, but you have just done something of an artful means of love. The artful means of love can also be seen in writing letters. I'm becoming a fan of handwritten notes. Now, this is perhaps not as anonymous as it might could otherwise be, but to handwrite a note, to say to somebody with your own handwriting that you appreciate who they are. There's nothing like that. Every one of us, I'm looking at computer sheets in front of me, so I'm not against that. In fact, I live and breathe and eat and sleep and sometimes live and die by it. But every one of us do typing, and we have typed up pages in front of us. But you know what is more important than a typed page? Your handwriting. Yeah, I know. Your handwriting sucks. You don't like your handwriting. You don't like the way you scribble your name. But that's you. It's still, as I said in the first part of this Art of Love broadcast, that's your work of art. That's your fingerprint. So create a handwritten note for somebody. Now, perhaps you can do that anonymously. Maybe you can leave a post-it note on a grocery store counter somewhere that just says, "Hey, you're loved," and not sign it. Just put a post-it note somewhere on a can of beans or on a box of cereal. Just a post-it note. Don't get crazy about this, because we don't want to make a mess at the grocery store, but do it on occasion with an anonymous, "Hey, you, I love you." Make sure that your art form of love is done with anonymity and as much as possible and unique to you. This is your own way of expression. Some years ago, my wife and I started the habit of dropping hands full on purpose. That comes from an Old Testament story where without going into the detail, somebody was told to leave food hands full on purpose for somebody else that was in need. That hands full on purpose could and was easily done by the workers who said, "Okay, this person comes by here on occasion. Let's leave a handful right here for them to find and pick up." My wife and I loved, and still do on occasion now, dropping money inside of diaper boxes at grocery stores. Just drop a $5 bill inside that diaper box, so that when a single mom perhaps opens up that diaper box to get diapers out for their child, they're going to find a $5 bill in there and think about, "My goodness, somebody just loved me enough to drop a $5 bill." We've done it by putting a $1 bill under potatoes in the produce aisle or you know, wherever, just drop some cash or some change. Somebody may look at it like, "Hey, somebody lost their money." I don't care. They found it, and then they're going to feel just a little better about life, even if they think it's just a stroke of luck. They are going to know that something came their way that they couldn't have otherwise manufactured on their own. So number one, in the art of love, make sure you live your fingerprint of love. Number two, be a top five adult, influencing others with your love. Somebody outside of family. Obviously family, yes, but outside of family, who are five other people that you are influencing by love? And last but not least, in talking about the art of love, could we each one take up our our tasks with love and do anonymous things with love. Leave a note, write a letter, send a thank you card, put a post-it note somewhere anonymously that just looks at somebody and gives them appreciation. Who knows who's going to find out? Who knows what life you may save? Incredibly, this could be a revolution. Random Acts of Kindness was a movement that started many years ago. I would recommend the Anonymous Art of Love. The Anonymous Art of Love, making sure that anybody that comes along in the wake of your life is going to encounter the potential of your anonymous love, art of love, that you intentionally drew a note, drew a heart with a smiley face on it, whatever it is, do it. Make it happen in a world that is right now in the COVID virus epidemic that is giving all of us pause for concern and giving us a little extra stress on top of our regular life of stress. Let's add something of the art of love to the wide world around us. Well, my time is just about up, and so I want to take this moment now and just do what I have done with every broadcast now for several weeks, and that is this. Clear your line of sight. Take a deep breath. Draw some air in and exhale nice and slow. Slow life down just a moment, would you? Do it again. Take some air in and exhale. And remember my voice right now. I'm not so anonymous, but this is the artwork that I can do for you right now. Hear my voice when I say, there's one person out here who is saying this to you, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, I love you. If I could look in the eye, I would. I would make clear eye contact with you. Socially distant, perhaps, maybe 6 feet away, but I'd make eye contact with you, and I would say to you, I love you. Now, let's each one of us go forward in this world and in this life to be alive to love. Let's get out there and do something beautiful, because ugly, ugly, ugly has been done to death, literally. Let's each one of us do something in the art of love to make sure that this world has been left better than we found it, because we are each one artists with a fingerprint, each one of us a top five adult influencing others, and we're each one drawing our own painting, writing our own poem that is love. Thanks for the honor of your time. I never take that for granted. This has been a pleasure for me to be with you today. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. Ain't no BS coming from me. I'm just here to be alive to love. Now get out there and do something beautiful, because ugly's been done to death.